Chapter 14.1, Translator, Zia, Editor, Zia, Yi Jindai was well aware that she wasn't the only one in this world. From the moment she had transmigrated, her system, S-975, had informed her that this world was being monitored by three different systems. One had already completed its task and departed, no need to dwell on that. The other system, called 2700, was also a romance system like S-975. However, there was a significant difference. S-975 was an upgraded version of 2700. Not only its functions vastly superior, but its range of targets was broader, and, crucially, it wouldn't self-destruct. Because of this, S-975 looked down on the outdated 2700, believing its host would pose no threat to Yi Jindai. Still, Yi Jindai never imagined she'd encounter 2700's host so soon after arriving in the capital. Caught off guard, she didn't even have time to decide how to approach this person, who might very well be her rival. While she stood awkwardly trying to figure out what to do, the other person pulled her into a shaded, quieter spot and introduced herself, saying, "I'm Sen Jing." Yi Jindai's gaze fell on Sen Jing's strikingly beautiful face. Not to brag, but Yi Jindai was sure she was also considered beautiful. Yet, compared to Sen Jing, her beauty felt superficial, like it was just a shell housing a random soul. If it weren't hers, it could have easily belonged to someone else. Sen Jing's beauty, on the other hand, went far beyond mere looks. What stood out most was her aura, detached yet oppressive, cold yet full of depth, as if shaped by countless years of experience. It carried an inexplicable weight that demanded attention. If anyone else had her appearance, they would undoubtedly leave an entirely different impression. "I'm Yi Jindai," she stammered. Yi Jindai bit her tongue, frustrated with herself for suddenly stammering. It sounded so weak and lacked any authority. Determined to regain some footing, she took the initiative and said, "I just need to reach maximum affection with one target to break free from the system's control." "What about you?" Sen Jing replied, "I've never asked." Yi Jindai was stunned. "What?" Sen Jing turned her thoughts inward and asked her system, 2700, "Care to explain?" The 2700 system, which had been unusually silent since detecting its counterpart, finally emerged with a guilty tone. "To disconnect from the host, the system requires maximum affection, 100 points, from three separate targets. Since the host hasn't shown much enthusiasm for the mission, I never really had the chance to bring it up." The system's voice was audible only to its host. After listening, Sen Jing relayed the information to Yi Jindai, "I need three." Yi Jindai froze for a moment before delivering a pointed jab. "Yours isn't a romance system, it's a playboy system." The 2700 system protested loudly, "I am not a playboy system. I'm just an outdated version." Wah, all the confidence it once had when discussing its superiority over villain systems was nowhere to be found in the presence of the upgraded romance system. Sen Jing said to Yi Jindai, "It's because the version is too old." "That's how it is." Yi Jindai suddenly felt a twinge of sympathy for her. With a stiff tone, she tried to show goodwill. "My system said that if your affection points aren't enough, your system will self-destruct, and you'll die. My system has a lot of functions. If you need help, you can come to me." "All right." Sen Jing paused for a moment and then added, "If you need help, you can also come to me." Relieved to receive such a friendly response, Yi Jindai nodded in agreement. Meanwhile, her system, taking advantage of the fact that Sen Jing couldn't hear it, snarked. "She has such an unremarkable background and an outdated system. How is she even confident she can offer us any help? Honestly, her survival is a question in itself." Yi Jindai retorted silently to her system, "Can you please shut up? Don't you realize you're spouting cannon fodder lines? It's bad luck. Besides, why not work on the tasks together peacefully? Why must everything be a competition?" The advanced system even allowed silent communication between host and system, something the old version systems didn't support. Not long after, the commotion in the cafeteria subsided, and Rusa emerged with Bai Chushu and the students who had been involved. D in the fight, the moment Bai Chushu stepped outside, she started looking for Sen Jing. Spotting her, Bai Chushu ran over with light steps, her face beaming with excitement. "Jing," seeing her in such high spirits, Sen Jing couldn't help but smile faintly. "You seem very happy." Bai Chushu tilted her head proudly and said, "You didn't see it, but I was so impressive in there. The people and supervisor couldn't hold back. I could pin one down with just one hand." Sen Jing played along as the perfect sidekick, exclaiming a playful, "Whoa, to feigned amazement. Bai Chushu noticed Yi Jindai standing nearby and asked Sen Jing, "Who's this?" Yi Jindai quickly introduced herself, "My name is Yi Jindai. I'm a new student who just arrived yesterday. Nice to meet you." Bai Chushu's eyes lit up. "Oh, you're new. Nice to meet you. I'm Bai Chushu, and she's my cousin, Sen Jing." Just as she finished speaking, Enrusa came over. Because the fight earlier had caused such a disturbance, Enrusa had to take the offending students to Jianwei Pavilion for discipline. With no time to properly look after Yi Jindai, she asked Sen Jing and Bai Chushu to help guide Yi Jindai to her dorm to rest. Once the matter was resolved, Enrusa promised to pick Yi Jindai up for lunch and her entrance exams. Of course, Bai Chushu readily agreed. She and Sen Jing escorted Yi Jindai to her dorm. Coincidentally, Yi Jindai's dorm was right next to theirs. However, as she didn't have any assigned roommates, she had to live alone. Seeing Yi Jindai alone in her room, Bai Chushu thought she looked a bit lonely. She also learned that Yi Jindai hadn't had lunch yet. Feeling sorry for her, Bai Chushu went around the dorm building, gathering various snacks from the girls she knew, and brought them for Yi Jindai. "Thank you," Yi Jindai said, munching on the snacks while hearing her system repeatedly announce Bai Chushu's rising affection points. She started to think that maybe this mission wasn't going to be as difficult as she had feared. During their conversation, Bai Chushu realized that Yi Jindai was the girl from Kujo her second sister had mentioned in her letters. Her affection points for Yi Jindai shot up even further. "Intel, the water's gotten cold, I'll go boil another pot," Bai Chushu said as she picked up the kettle and went outside. Yi Jindai didn't want to trouble her, so she replied, "It's hot, cold water should be fine." Bai Chushu replied, "Jing is in poor health, it's better to drink hot water." Yi Jindai instinctively said, "Isn't that a bit of a hassle?" Immediately, Bai Chushu's favorability dropped a little. "It's not much trouble," Bai Chushu muttered softly, slightly displeased by Yi Jindai's comment about Sen Jing, but she didn't overreact. She just mumbled under her breath, picked up the kettle, and left the room.